dummy.
You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that time. It's time for You Big Dummy. This is where we take actual stories of news, people doing really stupid stuff, and we vote on who's the stupidest. Dummy number one, dummy number one! An impatient patient who stole an ambulance because he wanted to go home instead of going to prison. The Wilkes-Barre Times Leader reports 56-year-old David Carosu was sentenced Wednesday. The man told police he got tired of hospital staff taking so long to treat his leg. He hopped into the ambulance. The ambulance was left running outside the emergency room at the Wyoming Valley Hospital after its crew transported another patient. Police used a GPS device in the ambulance to track it down and pull him over on the Interstate 84. He pleaded guilty to theft and driving with a suspended license.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, two dummies, dummy number two. A resident's decision to microwave a hot pepper resulted in firefighters and a hazmat team having to be called. Residents of the building summoned emergency responders about 10:20 a.m. about an odor that was causing some people to cough and experience trouble breathing. Firefighters discovered it was due to a hot pepper that had been put in a microwave. Microwaving caused the chemical capsaicin to be released. Capsaicin creates spicy flavor, and releasing it creates a form of pepper spray. The smell and spray that traveled through the air ducts causing the reaction in some residents. Authorities said no one required medical attention, and residents were allowed back into the building shortly after noon.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Yes, Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
All right, we got to take a break here for weather and traffic, and we'll come back with You Big Dummy. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, and then Fly Jams Friday. Get your requests in, 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here, and let's get back to You Big Dummy. Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. All right, dummy number three this week is brought to us by Patty. And for being our reader, she wins a $25 gift certificate to Lou Malnati's. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations. You can order online at loumalnati's.com. Take it away, Patty.
This is Patty for You Big Dummy. Authorities say a lottery winner attempted to use his $3 million winnings to become a meth dealer. Reports say Ronnie Music Jr., 45, pleaded guilty last week in a Brunswick federal court. Music won $3 million in a Georgia lottery scratchers game in 2015 and was arrested in September of that same year when he and a group of accomplices were found with 11 pounds of crystal meth. Prosecutors said they also seized $600,000 cash, firearms, and multiple vehicles in the course of the investigation. Calling it a quote-unquote unsound investment strategy, police discovered Music was using his lottery winnings to purchase large amounts of the drugs, which he and his accomplices then planned to sell. Music is awaiting sentencing. Now back to you, Nick.
Is it Bryan Cranston? What?
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
That's a good one. I like that one.
But the only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
That's right. Dummy number four, dummy number four. A Norwegian man who entered a portable toilet to rescue a friend's cell phone became trapped among the feces. Trapped among the feces, that was my radio name. Firefighters said that they had to use a saw to cut Bernston Larson, 20, free from the portable toilet. Larson went in after a friend dropped the phone. He was able to reach in, but then he could not get his arm out. Larson said he immediately threw up inside the toilet's reservoir. I panicked because I hate confined spaces, he said, and it was disgusting. It was the worst experience I've ever had. Larson was taken to the hospital for injuries to his upper arm and premeditative antibiotics due to the waste he was exposed to inside the commode. Firefighters said he was able to save the phone.
My only child is a dummy.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
That's a dedicated friend, by the way. What the hell? Dummy number five, dummy number five. A 50-year-old Westerly man is charged with shooting corn cobs at his neighbor's home. The Westerly Sun reports that Jeffrey Osella was arrested Tuesday night. Police say Osella used a potato gun to shoot corn cobs at his neighbor's house, which is up for sale. The gun is made of a PVC pipe and uses a light accelerant, such as hairspray, that can be ignited. When police knocked on Osella's door, they said he answered his door shirtless with corn kernels stuck to his chest. Police say Osella and his neighbor have long-running disputes. Osella is charged with disorderly conduct and firing in a compact area. He's free on bail and to be arraigned on Friday. I hope that wasn't Mirai corn.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
All right. We have to vote on Dummy. All right. We got the dummy who was impatient patient. He stole the ambulance. We've got the dummy who microwaved the hot pepper and got everybody sick. We got the dummy who won the lottery and then became a meth dealer. We got the Norwegian dummy who was in the portable toilet to get his friend's phone out from the fecal matter. And we got the dummy who's charged with shooting corn cobs at his neighbor's house. Okay, we have to vote. Dan, who are you voting for?
I don't understand why anybody would microwave a hot pepper. I always love it when cops make fun of the criminals in the press release, and the cops said the guy who won the lottery had an unsound investment strategy.
That's right.
But in honor of our guest coming in about an hour from now, I am going to vote for the guy who shot corn cobs.
There you go.
The PVC pipe.
Shirtless with corn cobs on his chest. With corn, corn kernels on his chest. All right. All right, Vic, what are you saying?
Yeah, like anyone else, I too have engineered a PVC potato launcher before, but to shoot corn cobs out of it, I've never heard of that. And then to answer the door with the corn kernels in your chest. So we'll go with that guy.
You're going with that one. It's corn day, I think, today on the show. And in traffic, Esmeralda, what do you
corn.
Think?
Corn. Yeah.
Corn. All right, we're all voting corn. It was unanimous. And by the way, in less than an hour, Gary Pack will be here from Twin Garden Farms. He's going to bring some Mirai sweet corn. We'll talk about it and get some corn and all that cool stuff. We'll tell you how you can get corn as well. So there's your dummy of the week. By the way, if you would like to read a dummy story on the air, just jot down the day. No, that's a different thing. Go to the internets. Find a funny dummy story of somebody doing really something dumb. Send the link to Dan at nickdshow@gmail.com. Say, I'd like to read it on the air, and we'll get it organized. You'll read it on the air, and you will get a Lumel Nottis gift certificate as well. So it's a win-win-win-win-win situation. So get on that All right. Dan, let's shall we try this? So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as hell. F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. 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 Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. All right, Straight Out of Context begins now, and that's when you listen 24/7 to this radio station. Whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, are we ready?
All right, a texter heard this one of Wendy Snyder.
I love how you do it.
All right.
Steve in Oak Brook submitted this one of Justin Kaufman.
I always feel like even if you recognize that the squirt's going to happen, it happens anyway.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. By the way, Esmeralda, when you fill in tonight with John Hansen on that show, are you going to talk about squirts?
I don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if it comes up organically.
It usually does. By the way, Esmeralda will be co-hosting with John Hansen tonight, filling in for Justin on the download from 7 to 11 p.m. Make sure you tune in because Esmeralda rules. Okay, go ahead, Dan.
Jesse's responsible for the next couple ones. First up, Dean Richards.
Is there a good border privacy bush?
Dean, very concerned about that. Okay.
Next up, Johnny Putman.
I'll get them all warmed up.
Wow. All right. Was she in reverse on that during that? Oh, that was last week. You weren't here, Dan, but you put that together so you know the – you were here the night that she was talking about putting the car in reverse and having a lot of fun doing that. Okay.
And then this one of John Williams.
Well, we can't exactly whip those out.
Esmeralda, did that remind you of Blazing Saddles at all? Excuse me while I whip this out.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Brian J. emailed this one of you.
Oh. This dark box, what is it? You just stick your hand in it?
Oh, man.
And then feel around in there? Oh, man. We were talking about games, right? The
board games.
Board games, yeah. That's what we were talking about, games, and that got us into talking about Phantasm. Okay? Trying to justify it. All right.
Tony in Milwaukee and Dirty Dave sent in this one of Wendy.
I will lubricate.
Oh, come on now. Come on now. Okay.
Tony in Milwaukee and Harold heard this one of Bill Luff.
Two dongs, no waiting, Wendy. Dong, dong.
What was that? What?
Would you like to know the context?
Yeah, I would, actually.
There was an Olympic gymnast named Dong Dong.
Oh, Dong Dong. The guy's name is Dong Dong?
His name is Dong Dong.
Okay. Jeez. Does he say hello when someone rings the doorbell? Wait a minute now. Hold on a second now. Wait a minute. All right.
John and Gary called me yesterday, and he said, make sure to play this one for Esmeralda. It's from Lou Manfredini.
And they come in, they bang, bang, bang.
That is adorable. That's cute. It's like a little kid talking to me.
Esmeralda gets so excited when the Lou Manfredini Straight Out of Context come up. All right. Mike, we got time for one more?
One more of Lou Manfredini and his producer, Lindsay.
Uh-oh.
Release the knob. And you're going to see how to adjust. You're going to move it down. You're probably going to need longer screws. And it's going to work.
How do you fit it all in there?
Oh, that last part's the best part. That was the best part. Oh, my God. That's funny. That's great. That show is filthy. All right, we got to take a break. The news is next, then we'll finish Straight Out of Context, get into spies, and then Fly Jams Friday. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy,
context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're in the middle of Straight Out of Context. We got Nick D Show Spies and then Fly Jams Friday. We'll be playing some Fly Jams as we do every Friday, celebrating R&B from all decades. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And there you go. And also, I would like to just say that I can't wait to go to Gale Street Inn. Tomorrow, Saturday, my dad's birthday was yesterday, 75 years old yesterday. And so we're going to Gale Street Inn tomorrow, and it's going to be great. Saturday at the Gale Street Inn, can't think of a better way to celebrate my dad's birthday. And we're going to say hi to George and everybody at the Gale Street Inn. They sponsor my dad's joke on Monday mornings. The Gale Street Inn's greatest restaurant on the planet. They're in the Jeff Park area, and we're going to have a blast celebrating my dad's birthday tomorrow at the Gale Street Inn. It's going to be fun. Okay, let's get back to sounding dirty. Okay, Dan, we got to back to it.
All right, Brian sent in this one of Sam Paniadovich.
Well, I kind of like the G-spot.
Okay.
Celine heard this one of Jim Toronto.
You're right in the sweet spot.
Okay. Were they on the same show together?
It's on the same day.
Oh, okay.
So maybe that was a Sunday theme. Diane submitted this one of Brian Noonan.
We're master debaters.
Oh, come on, Brian. Come on. All right.
Karen emailed this one of Mary Vanderbilt.
We get sequestered in a room, and we go at it for hours.
Is she talking about her and Robbie Benson?
Okay. Or Bon Jovi.
Or Bon Jovi, that's right.
There's
okay.
A waterbed involved.
All right.
Wild Bill sent in this one of you.
If I want to get it going, I got to get it going now. Oh. Oh. All right.
All right. Ken in Milwaukee heard this one of Ro Khan impersonating Ryan Lochte.
You want to take a close up now?
Babe, alert.
Sounds like he pulled a muscle there.
Yeah, I did. I don't do anything except to let that babe alert thing in my pants go off.
What the hell was that? Okay.
Larry submitted this one of Steve Bertrand.
And you appreciate, I'm sure, how hard it is.
Okay. Enough with that, Bertrand.
Eric is responsible for the next couple ones. First up, this exchange between Dave Bennett and Steve Cochran.
Come on, you want to play?
One step at a time. Cuddle. Play his next date. God, you move so fast, Dave. We just met.
All right.
Next up, this one of Steve Alexander.
Grab something.
What was that?
Grab something.
Oh, grab something. Okay.
This one of Wendy was also sent in by Dirty Dave.
Old wood is good wood.
Uh-huh. All right.
Brian heard this exchange between Wendy and Bill.
Don't you put your hand there?
And lick it sometimes.
Oh, come on. Come on! All right.
Eric heard this one of Steve Bertrand.
Unlikely that you'd go down there.
All right.
Harold heard this exchange between you and Esmeralda.
Suckers.
Oh, we're suckers.
Suckers.
Oh. All right.
Matthew sent in this one of you.
Only Dave and I would eat it. Come on. Dave who? What was I talking about?
Chocolate-covered kale.
Oh, the kale. That's Dave. Yeah, Dave in it. Okay.
Mark emailed this one of you.
What's going on? Well, you got to have fun with your baloney. Esmeralda biting a hole in the middle of her baloney. Okay.
And finally, Adrian heard this one of Esmeralda.
That package still smelled so good.
Yeah. That's your juicy fruit for you right there, Esmeralda. There it is. There it is.
Cool.
Yeah.
Spies.
Hey!
Someone took your plans away. So, what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
Spies.
Spies. Like us.
That's right. Nick D. Show Spies. That's when you put on your trench coat, you get your magnifying glass out, and your fedora. Listen to the radio station 24/7 whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, what do we got?
Five entries this week. Our spies were Karen, Eric, Brian, and Harold. First up, we heard Mary Vandeveld a few moments ago. Steve Cocker knew what was coming right away.
Mary, would you explain how you and Dave select the Kid of the Year winner?
We get sequestered in a room, and we go at it for hours.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And that will make Nick's out of context. We get sequestered in a room, and we go at it for hours.
And it did. So I love the fact that they're so aware of it now. It's ridiculous. All right.
All right. Next up, Bill and Wendy, we're talking about Gene Wilder, and you came up in the course of the conversation.
Thank God for the listeners doing our work. Susan, when is it happening?
I think it's September 29th. I mean, I left it on my computer at home, but I think it's September 29th. It's either on AMC or TMC.
Yeah.
Because Frisco Kid is my favorite Gene Wilder movie.
It's really good, isn't it?
It's so good. It's so good. And it's on at 2:15 a.m., and I don't have a DVR. I think I have to go get one just so I can have it.
You have time. You better get one, Susan. Okay. They're pretty cheap now.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Nick DiGilio confirmed it. It is September 29th on TMC, it's
that's
saying.
Turner Movie Classics.
Okay.
That would make sense.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Susan.
All right. I didn't confirm it then.
I'm wondering if a texter said.
I think someone must have texted it in because I was probably sleeping when that was happening. I think. Okay.
Next
that's
up,
cool.
We heard Wendy talking about older wood in the out of context. Here's a little bit more of that conversation.
Once again, Wendy, what is the phrase that pays?
I don't know which one.
I love farmwood.
Barnwood.
Barnwood.
I like old barnwood.
Sure. It gives her pleasure, I think she said it.
Yeah, something like that.
Go ahead, Nick DiGilio.
Have at it.
What did he do before I got here?
It was an empty show.
All right, next.
All right, our good friend Brian Noonan is starting in the remount of Tony's and Tina's Wedding, and he was on with Bill and Wendy, and Bill had made a joke about if people would bring wedding gifts to the play, and it led to this conversation.
Do people, or have they in the past, because it's so realistic, have people brought gifts? I don't know what the protocol is on
envelopes gift. Are preferred.
They do bring envelopes?
Fingers crossed.
Oh, wouldn't that
I
be
I also
nice?
Really want one of those spiralizers so I can make zucchini noodles. So anyone listening.
Are like, you registered somewhere Anna, for the play?
I should be,
you
honestly.
Should be registered.
I need some stuff.
Is that when you put the screw in it and just kind of twist it around and it makes little spiral things?
Yeah,
that-
I think so.
You can make curly fries with that, too. You can put it in a potato.
Is that right?
That's what she
said. Put your screw in a potato and then just
right.
twist it around?
Come on. You're just trying to give Nick DiGilio more information.
Come on.
Oh, my God. He should go to Tony and Tina's wedding as a guest.
I hope so. Everybody is welcome.
Okay. I have some stories about Tony and Tina's wedding, by the way, that are pretty great. I'll tell you off the air. Is that the last one, or is there another one?
We have one more.
One more, okay.
Justin Kaufman every week does something called the Chicago Swap Meet, where people call in with their pieces of Chicago memorabilia, and they trade it with other people for Chicago memorabilia. And a woman who used to work with you at the Jewels named Kateri called in.
Oh, my God, Kateri.
Here we go.
Is it Kateri? Is it Kateri? What do you want to brag about?
Hi. First of all, it's Kateri.
Kateri,
and I
sorry.
Haven't called WGN in like years, and I'm a native of the city. No, really. Mr. DiGilio and I worked at the Jewel together years ago. That's
wow,
when we first
cool.
met. I know, right? So a couple of things. One other quick thing.
Real quick, because I got the news.
I think one of them confiscated this because I can't find it, but it's in mint condition. It was never worn, still has a tag on it. from, and thank you, Nick DiGilio. He helped me get tickets for my nephew. It's a whole story about the Michael Jackson Bad Tour.
What? Kateri.
She your best friend.
She was something, I'll tell you.
She sounded like she was something.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy. That's, like, seriously crazy. I've not heard her name in 25 years, maybe. Wow. That was weird, man. that was weird. All right. Well, that's cool. Honest to God, the last thing I ever expected to hear on Out of Context was Kateri from the Jewels. Honest to God, that's the very last thing that I would ever expect to hear on this segment.